and Shlomo Klein of Fleishik's Magazine and Kosher Palooza is with us live via telephone as we get set for May the 30th and yet another amazing production. Shlomo Klein, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM and the AM.
It's always a pleasure to be here, to be on your show and to schmooze, to talk kosher, to talk food, and just good, positive stuff.
You know that in the JM and the AM just announced raffle, people could win a trip to Israel and a whole bunch of other prizes. One thing they can't win is a ticket to Kosher Palooza. You know that, right?
I have a bit of a problem with that. Why are people not able to win Kosher Palooza tickets?
I think, again, because they are so valuable, so hot, such an in-demand item, nobody's giving them away stom in a raffle. People have to go to the website and purchase them. That's my theory behind it.
That might be your theory, but I think, listen, we can always, there's always a yoytzim in the klal. I think we can make an exception. I think it needs to happen.
Well, we'll figure that out. Listen, Shlomo, why was it such a success last year? Obviously, you guys do a post-mortem. You analyze things carefully. You had certain expectations going into last year. I was there live in person, and frankly, if I wouldn't have seen it with my own eyes, I don't know if I would have believed what was reported. I may have said, oh, it's just hype. It's just exaggeration. It was amazing how many people came. It was incredible to see the reaction that the vendors got. Why was the first Kosher Palooza such a success?
Okay, so there's two things that I would say to address this. The first is, I mean, being in the industry, being in this, any industry that has some kind of show, a trade show, people are obligated to be there. They need to be there. They're there because they're marketing. They're there because they're selling. Whether it's home goods, whether it's food, whether it's building, whatever it is that you're doing, people are there because they're there for work. This is the first time that people came. This was a 100. I actually try to veer away from calling it a show because people associate it with a trade show. It's more of a food festival. This was the first time people were able to come, regular consumers, everyday people, people that are shopping and eating and using all these products were able to come. And it just created this positive, electric vibe. Everyone was happy to be there. There was no one that was forced to be there. And I just couldn't get over the atmosphere in the room. And the smiles, it was just, I was just shucking nachas the whole day.
And remember, it was a weekday. I mean, for a lot of people, they took many hours, if not the entire day, off from work just to incorporate the event into their schedule. And that says something right there.
100%. And listen, I went into this, Baruch Hashem, we have a lot of knowledge in the industry and how things work. And we had a lot of, confidence, but I actually was blown away by the support, by the amount of people that came in the middle of the week. People also were planning on coming for, an hour or two, but they came for the whole day. And I think that another big factor here is that the kosher market has evolved. It used to be that there were less distributors, there were less supermarkets, and every time if someone came out with a new product, whether it was like a boutique person out of their home or it was a company, to get the distributors, to actually get onto shelves and stores, was a challenge. The market has grown. The distributors are known. People, the whole process is a little bit more familiar. So that whole side of the show isn't as necessary as it used to be. But the way people buy has actually changed the market. Like, people came to Kosher Palooza, and for the next 2 months, we did a bit of a study. We were talking to supermarket owners. We were talking to distributors. They were getting demand from customers, from clients and customers, based on Kosher Palooza. How come you don't have this product? We tried this at Kosher Palooza. When are you getting it? And I think, obviously Kosher Palooza was a driving factor, but I think in general, the way people are, the way purchasing and ordering is done is very much affected by consumers, by what they're reading, by the shows they're going to, by Fleishik's magazine, by all the other food magazines. It's all having an effect on how purchasing is happening in the stores.
Very interesting. Shlomo Klein with us live via telephone. Again, you want to circle the 30th of May on your calendar. And if you're from a certain generation, you want to insert the 30th of May into your phone and make sure to be at Kosher Palooza this year. And tickets are available at kosherpalooza.com, kosherpalooza.com. A couple of things I want to mention, Shlomo. First of all, you just alluded to it. there are people who spend all day with you. And one of the reasons is you're not just providing, you know, an hour tour of a room with vendors and with samples. You're providing a lot of programming, a lot of different seminars, a lot of education going on, and a lot of different contests, education, contests, entertainment. It's all part of the day. So you're not just, as you said, you're not just a show or something that resembles a trade show. You're an entire experience where people can split the day up and make sure that every part of their day is filled with a really nice part of Kosher Palooza. So there's a lot of programming going on, and I would bet that you're planning a whole bunch of additional programming based on last year's success to make it even more interesting this year.
Of course, definitely. So I actually have partners in the event. This was a collaboration between Fleischer's Magazine and Pow Wow Events. They handled more of the whole setup and then getting the whole thing together. And I obviously took my strong point, which was, you know, between the vendors and the programming. So I've been working very hard on the programming. It was interesting to see, obviously, some of the things we did last year are definitely coming back. For example, the OU is coming back in a big way. They were there last year, and I was actually on the fence, like, what the response would be. Would people be, you know, sitting there falling asleep, or would people be interested? And each of their seminars, they did a Q&A. Nothing was off the table. Anything that people wanted to ask was answered. And there were hundreds of people sitting there for over an hour, just swallowing it up. I could not believe it. They'll be coming back in that respect. You have a few of the cooking demos are coming back, but then we've obviously changed up certain things. New for this year, we have Susie Fishbein is going to be in town doing a demo.
Ah, that's great.
You ready for this one? This one's an interesting one.
Yeah.
God Elbows is coming.
Nice.
1 second, but he's not singing. He's coming to do a cooking demo.
He's a chef, huh?
God Elbaz has a bit of a side gig going on. He calls himself Chef Gaston. He's actually being featured in Fleischer Magazine. Wow. And he's going to be coming. Listen, he's going to have a mic on, so you never know. He might start singing, but he's coming to do a cooking demo. That will definitely be. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say that in addition to the demonstrations, and obviously now I could say entertainment because you let the cat out of the bag. We should remember that there are contests also. Remember you had a nice chopped contest last year, and I'm sure you're trying to, you know, add more competitions because it's not just the participants who love it and people love winning the prizes. Based on last year, the attendees love to be part of the audience when it comes to these contests.
100%. So there's a combination of cooking demos, panels, restaurant panel run by Ilan Kornblum. There's a wine panel. There's going to be, actually, we added for this year, a panel on the Israel kosher food scene. Nice. And that's going to be a mix between Israeli representatives, American representatives, people in the food industry, or people even in the Israel charity food industry. That should be really interesting. We're also going to be having the chop competition this year will be changed up. Obviously, we're not going to keep it the same. We're going to make it even more exciting. There's a major twist there. That competition is being hosted by Kosher Guru. We have some new challah workshops, braiding and filling. We have some new sourdough workshops, coffee workshop. We've got some really cool sushi guys doing breaking down fish and showing how sushi is made. We've got a fowl or poultry workshop, breaking down different types of poultry and making charcuterie out of it. Cocktail demos. The OU is going to be doing, besides their regular Q&A, they're going to be doing a really interesting one. Kashering on the go. This is both kashering for the regular person, but more so for the industry. And I was really into this because they're going to show how kashering is done in a factory, both a factory that makes an end product, but a factory that makes kosher ingredients. People don't always realize, they think, why is kosher so expensive? They don't realize what goes on behind the scenes. For a company to make, for example, a Tom Tom cracker, there's like 10 to 15 ingredients, but each of those ingredients are sourced from different places, and each of those places needs their own certification and obviously kashering and hashkacha.
Right.
So it's actually really fascinating to break it down and see how far back it goes, and even just the flavoring companies and the texture companies. So this should be a really interesting presentation.
The event is happening starting at 11 a.m. May the 30th. which is a Thursday, at Meadowlands Expo Center in Secaucus, New Jersey. You have to be 18 or over to enter the show, and children under two in strollers are allowed. All the FAQs are on the page at kosherpalooza.com. All the tickets and discount ticket information, etc., is all there as well. I don't remember from last year. Do you publish the schedule in advance, or is this something that people find out in its final form when they get to the show?
I think we put the schedule a day in advance. We're going to try to get it out a little bit earlier. But, you know, honestly, things keep changing because we keep adding stuff. I get very excited. And if I have an opportunity to throw some more stuff in there, then I will.
No,
I just want to touch on the one point that you said there about the age. So there is alcohol at the event. There's, Baruch Hashem, a lot of alcohol. There's wine companies. You have cocktail companies. You have alcohol companies. Obviously, 21 and over can drink. Anyone under, they will get a special wristband, which basically doesn't allow them to drink, but they can definitely still come enjoy all the demos and the panels and all the food that's there.
I have a different point about age, frankly. These days, especially, you know, events are fragmented. Some of them are niche events, etc., including in our community. And there's certain things that appeal to people in their 20s and 30s. There are others that appeal to the older generation. I think one of the benefits you have, and you proved this last year, is you have a bunch of people from their 20s to their 80s, all of whom enjoy the show. It may be for different reasons. Very often it could be for crossover reasons, common reasons. But it looks like that literally if you're over 18, as you suggested, you have to be over 18 to walk in, until any age, they're going to find, you know, a whole bunch of stuff that they're going to enjoy. That must be a really good feeling. You could have created Kosherpalooza and it could have immediately gone in a certain direction age-wise. It looks like you've captured the whole community.
It's a very good point. I didn't even think much about it. But yes, I mean, young and old alike. I mean, what ended up happening in the Hamish community, we found both in the magazine. I'm sure you've seen this when it comes to your things also. We're very last minute.
Right.
And literally in the last Spark Show, we've been working for a long time. And even this year, we're working a long time. We have, you know, most of the program is set up. Most of the vendors are set up. But in the last week, the last 2 weeks, that's when everyone's buying tickets. That's when all the vendors are waking up and remembering, you know what, we want to come. Last year, what happened in the last 2 weeks was fascinating. I must have had, I'm going to say, probably close to a quarter of the show was health food related.
Right.
They all jumped on the bandwagon. It was like, I guess one or two people heard about it. And we ended up having this whole section of the show, which personally, I enjoy my schmaltz. I enjoy my sugar. I like things real. But it was fascinating to see that they all came aboard and people loved it. People were very into it.
Very cool. And I assume because you're in the venue again at the Meadowlands Expo Center, you were happy with the whole thing, how the way it all worked out in terms of its layout and in terms of its convenience for everybody in this area.
So, yes, it is the most centrally located area for the tri-state area people. But this is another thing that blew me away is we're getting, anytime I post something, both on Instagram or we send out emails, I'm getting messages from people driving in from Boston, driving in from Montreal and Toronto, people flying in from California and Florida. Someone messaged me that they were going through conversion and they came last year and it literally helped them with the kashrus aspect. They're coming in this year, they're driving with their mother who isn't Jewish.
Oh my.
They're driving in because they really enjoyed it and it just helped them with the conversion process and with keep kosher. And it just, I just felt warm all over. I couldn't believe it. I'm a Lubavitcher Chassid, and we all believe that we have our shlichus and our work. It really made me feel good. Yeah.
I'll tell you, you never know. You never know. That's the bottom line, especially in this world today, with the way people are communicating and finding out information from around the world at a moment's notice. You never know what anybody does, what effect it's going to have on others. An important reminder, by the way, for those of us who wonder whether what we do on social media and publicly regarding Israel, whether it has an effect. Keep that in mind. We have no idea what kind of effect every little thing we do has in this era. Simple as that. Kosherpalooza.com, kosherpalooza.com. Any special promo code you want to announce for this morning?
So what we did this year is actually we're not using promo codes. We've offered a great price, but what we've done is we know that people come in pairs. We want to encourage people. Come with your friend, come with your schwieger, come with your wife, come with your husband, whatever it is. But anyone that buys two tickets, you order two plus tickets, the price comes down dramatically. And we saw that was the way to go. So okay, cool. You don't need a promo code.
If you want to save everybody, it's right there on the Kosherpalooza homepage. If you purchase two tickets or more, you will save. And it's, again, when you go to the page, it's obvious that it's a much less expensive price once you're buying, quote, unquote, in bulk. In this case, two or more is considered in bulk. All right, simple as this. May 30th, circle the calendar. We'll talk more about it, I'm sure, as we get closer. It's from 11 until 6 at the Meadowlands Expo Center in Secaucus. Last year, I don't want to say they were overrun. That's not fair to say because they handled the crowd really well, but they had a massive crowd last year at Kosherpalooza, and they're going for it again, and I see no reason why it won't be as successful, if not more successful. And I encourage everybody to go and to enjoy. And we should say, Shlomo, you know, plenty of samples, plenty of gifts, plenty of tchotchkes, plenty of feel-good stuff going on in the room all through the day.
100%. That's right. The idea is to come to taste. We did try, one thing we tried last year, which we're going to improve on this year, was to set the whole milkshakes on the right, fleishes on the left, and then paravan drinks and stuff down the middle. but really, people should plan accordingly. If you like your, if you want to get through it all, you should plan accordingly so that you can actually enjoy it all. You have a full day. You do have the 6 hours in between or the 3 hours, whatever that you're doing. You got to be smart about it, how you attack it.
This is where we declare that the Kleins have thought of everything, right?
100%. So we even had our marketing guide made Fleishik Street and Fleishik Avenue and Parav Avenue and Street. It was actually very cute with the way it was. Yeah, this is the rows were designated.
That is hilarious. Just love it. All right, Shlomo, anything else to add? Or basically everyone should just go to kosherpalooza.com?
I think everyone should go to kosherpalooza.com, but I do think that we need to add some tickets to the Nahum Siegel, Jame and Aim giveaway.
Oh.
I guess we can talk about that after. But listen, for all your listeners, I think besides obviously enjoying Jewish music and loving to hear your voice, I'm assuming that most people would enjoy a fun day of... I don't want to sound, you know, grub, but fasting.
Yeah.
Fasting to enjoy good fun around kosher.
Yeah, believe me, we have a lot of evidence. Thousands of people enjoyed it last year, so I don't see why they won't enjoy it again, please God. And I love the Israel angle, whatever you could do to help people in that room, you know, keep in mind everybody in Israel at a time like that. I know you're very sensitive to it, and all I could do is encourage it, so I call like a vote on that as well. Shlomo?
We actually had someone working really hard on that. We had quite a few Israeli companies coming. Each one of them is being given, taken care of as best we can. We know that the companies themselves are coming with, they're limited on staff because of the war, or they're limited on funds. So we've been working hard on that. Even the cooking demos, obviously each person wants to somehow add either an Israel flair or Israel inspiration. Chas v'Shalom don't want to take advantage of the situation, but we do obviously want to remind everyone that while we are enjoying, we are still worried and caring and thinking about everyone in Eretz Yisrael and the situation there.
No, 100%. If you could indicate to people that, you know, supporting a specific booth or supporting a specific brand would be supporting, you know, families and workers who are in Israel, some of whom, as you indicated, you know, might be literally in reserves at the moment, that would be amazing. And I hope people keep that in mind as they tour the room. Kol hakavod. Looking forward to the big Kosherpalooza 2024. Thank you so much, Shlomo Klein.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Go to the website, folks. You'll save. You'll see it right there. You literally save $30 a ticket without anything. No promo code, no anything. You save $30 a ticket if you're simply going with someone else to the show. That's the bottom line. Kosherpalooza.com. Kosherpalooza.com. May 30th starts at 11 a.m. in Secaucus. And last year, you know, we had to really convince people to go first year. You know how it is now. After what they did last year, I don't think you're going to have to do much convincing. All we have to do is remind everybody about it because their efforts last year really yielded a fantastic, what I'll call consumer show. Yeah, it's not a trade show. It's a consumer show, a consumer get-together where people literally took off an entire day in many cases just to enjoy themselves with everything that Kosherpalooza provided. Oh, and by the way, ZK is going to be there. He told me that the other day. ZK is going to be at Kosherpalooza. So for that alone, you may want to go and schmooze it up with ZK as he videos a whole bunch of stuff at Kosherpalooza. More coming up. You're listening to JM in the AM.